Good morning, Budapest. I'm Esther Dobák, and I have brought you a very special guest this morning. A successful businessman and the father of two, John Sessi, is now here with us in the studio of Radio Globe Budapest.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in this lovely autumn morning. What is the weather like in Nigeria in October?
The weather in Nigeria now in October is quite a little bit warm because we are just after the rainy period. So the temperature in Lagos should be about 26 degrees centigrade right now. And I think we have a good weather now.
It would be interesting enough to ask you why you chose to go to university in Hungary, but then you went back to Nigeria with your family and came back again. Could you tell me about that?
Yes, I came to Hungary in 1975 as a scholarship student. I applied for scholarship in Nigeria, and I had options to go to other countries. Okay, and we have the possibility also to choose from the alternatives that were given to us. During my application, I never chose Hungary. But by the way, I got an offer from the Hungarian government to do my studies in Hungary, and they accepted it. And that was how I found myself in Hungary in 1975.
And why did you go back to Nigeria after that?
Well, I finished my master's degree in 1981. Then I got a scholarship from one of the Hungarian pharmaceutical companies to do my doctorate in Hungary. I finished my doctorate in 1984, and I went back immediately to Nigeria. One of the options is if you were a government scholar and you finished your studies, you have to go back and serve the country. So I have to accept that, and I went back immediately. I finished my doctorate degree in 1984. I was in Nigeria for 7 years. And after 7 years, I came back to Hungary in 1990. And since then, I'm here.
Why did you come back after 7 years back there?
Well, it's a complicated issue. I was working in the oil industry in Nigeria. My wife was with me for some time in Nigeria. She came back to Hungary in 1989 to deliver the first baby, my first son. She developed some problems health-wise, and then she had to stay behind. And since I didn't want to break the family, I decided to come back to stay here with her. So it's for a family reason I came back, actually.
So you have a beautiful family here in Hungary.
And I think so.
You are officially a Hungarian citizen now.
Yes.
Do you consider yourself Hungarian or Nigerian?
Both. First of all, I'm a born Nigerian. So basically, my first nationality is Nigerian. And secondly, I have spent quite a lot of time within the Hungarian community. Basically, I have spent more time in Hungary than I have spent in Nigeria. And being a Hungarian citizen, I feel I am part and parcel of the community as a Hungarian citizen.
And which values or cultural manners do you want your children to have? Is it a very different culture back in Nigeria, or how does these two work together?
Well, you have to find a synergy between the two. My children, they visit Nigeria quite often. And my wife is Hungarian, as you rightly mentioned. And what we've tried to do is to make a balance between the two cultural differences. And what I usually tell my children is that every culture, they have the positive and the negative impact. We try as much as possible to blend the two together. And what I advise them to do is to take the positive of the two so that they can be a little bit better than their peers in the society. Because at least they have the possibility to weigh two cultural identities. And then they are able to have more information and more blend of the two cultural situation. So it's an advantage to them. This is what I believe.
Can you tell us an example of a cultural difference between
the
two?
This is a very difficult issue. But just to tell you a few things. The ways of upbringing of children in Africa is completely different from the way of the upbringing of children in Europe. If you talk about, how will I say this now? The European culture is much more liberal in the upbringing of children. What we believe and we implement mostly in the upbringing of children, first and foremost, the way to become independent for themselves in the future. Respect is something that the African culture is given primary priority. Talking to your parents, talking to elders, and your reaction to your colleagues. It has to be with maximum respect. The use of bad languages, the way you talk to your parents is of absolute importance in the African society. More so, education is something that we give high priority to, because we believe no matter how rich a family is, the children on their own, they have to find their way to stand on their feet. So they should not expect the parents to be the utmost responsibility bearer. This way, they are held in a tight situation to become responsible and to be useful to the society in the future. This is one of the things I have seen to be a complete difference between the African and the European culture.
And talking about the cultures and the languages, yeah. In Nigeria, English is the official language.
Yes.
But as I'm informed, there are lots of different other languages, yeah. In Nigeria.
Nigeria is a country of 160 million people. Officially, we have three major groups of, you call it tribes in Europe, but I wouldn't say tribe, but since you use the word tribes in Europe, I will say we have three major tribes in Nigeria, that is the Igbos, the Hausas, and the Yorubas. I belong to the Yoruba community. Within this, 160 million people, these are the three major official languages. English is the common language that is understood by everybody. And then for 160 people to stay together, we have about 250 different languages with dialects there. So within one language, either the Igbo, the Hausa, or the Yoruba, you still have some dialects, that is different intonations and stuff like that within the three languages. So we have about 250 types in Nigeria.
And how did you find learning Hungarian?
Well, as I told you, I came to Hungary in 1975. The first year we spent it in the language school, learning Hungarian. The first 3 months we learned nothing but the Hungarian language. And after 3 months, depending on the studies you will want to carry out, we started learning some subjects, chemistry, biology, physics, and otherwise, also in Hungarian language. Then after the first year, just like any Hungarian student, you have to do the Érettségi, that is the entrance examination into the university or into the főiskola. So depending on your number of points, you either go to the university or you go to the főiskola. So the first year we spent here is basically to learn the language in the language school.
Do you find it was easy or hard for you to get accepted here in Hungary?
Well, you know, acceptance is a two-way issue. I used to say this. First of all, you as a human being, as an entity, you have to make yourself acceptable into any society where you find yourself. So, first of all, it depends on you, how you want to get yourself integrated into the society. If you want to get yourself integrated into the society, not by assimilation, but by just, you know, trying to learn the culture, trying to learn how to behave in a society, then if the people around you, they see that you are interested in getting integrated into the system, definitely you will be accepted. This is one side of the story. The other side of the story is the community or the society itself. How open, how educated, how enlightened is the society in accepting foreigners or third parties into the society. But I believe you have to consider both sides of the story on how you find yourself accepted in the society. It's not the society that will have to accept you 100%. You also have to do something to make sure that you get assimilated or accepted within the society to be able to feel free and enjoy your stay in a different country. Okay, when we say in English, when you are in Rome, you have to behave like the Romans.
You went back to Nigeria from Hungary in 1985.
1984,
I'm sorry. And you came back 7 years later.
Yeah.
So in that 7 years, a lot of things happened in Hungary. Did you see the difference when you came back?
Yes, because I was here during the socialist period. I studied here during the socialist period. But while I was here, I was busy traveling all out in Europe. So I have seen the other side of Europe, not only in Hungary, okay? And Nigeria is also a developed country, which is a little bit westernized because we were colonized by the British. So we have some British traits in our society. So when I came back, the only thing I saw is that Hungary, by 1990, was already moving towards the Western oriented society. So that's the only thing. For me, it wasn't a surprise because I have traveled far and wide in the world. I only see it as a positive development for the Hungarians that this is happening.
And as a successful businessman, did you find it different to work with people from Nigeria and people from Hungary?
If you are in a society which is different from yours, you will see the difference in the mentality of the people you are going to work with. For me, it was a little bit easier because I did my university education here, so I was already used to the Hungarian mentality. Okay, I worked in Nigeria for another 7 years, so I had the mentality of another environment. So my duty was just to try to match the two together. And for the purpose that I speak Hungarian, it made the situation to be a little bit much more easier, and the acceptance was a little bit much more easier because the communication was excellent between my colleagues and myself.
Here in Hungary, you created the African-Hungarian Society along with other people. How did you get the idea? What was the original aim of founding this society?
Well, some 8 years ago, there is a Nigerian, Mr. Tunde Komolafe, who has been involved in some cultural activities, trying to get the cultural activities of Africa known in the Hungarian community. We have a very good relationship. He has organized some beauty contests, organized some cultural shows and stuff like that. I'm always a party to all his ideas. He came to me and he said, Sesi, we've been in this country for some time. He's been trying to do this and that. Why don't we try to formalize this and make it in a big way? And he said, why don't we form an organization where we can bring together Hungarians and Nigerians or Africans as a whole in a type of a cultural or business entity? And he muted this idea of, you know, bringing forth the Hungarian African Jesuit. And I accepted. Then we started to work on this. And 8 years ago, when he organized one of the beauty contests, he introduced me to the current president of the AHU, Mr. Balogh Sándor. And then we decided that we should try to push it forward. Then 8 years ago, we organized in Serenj the first African summit, which was based on discussion of African improvement of the African agriculture. Some consuls were there, business communities were invited, embassies were invited. And during the course of this conference, we just summed up some people and said, okay, we should try to go inside Mr. Balogh's house and then we should form the Hungarian African Union. And that was how it started 8 years ago.
And do you think this is a successful thing? Do you think people accepted it or people were interested in it in Hungary?
Well, I can tell you basically that the story or the success story tells itself. There are so many organizations, non-governmental organizations, dealing with Africa in Hungary. But in the last 8 years, I think AHU, that is the African Hungarian Union, has gone a long way. I would excuse myself to say that AHU, with the leadership of Mr. Balogh Sándor, has been the most successful of this type of unions or organizations or foundations that are dealing with Africa in Hungary. It has come to become one of the Africa-related unions in Hungary that is well-organized, well-noted, and it has become a factor that cannot be left out when Africa is being discussed. So I think the objective to form the African Union was a very nice one, and it's a success story.
Is there a place or a forum we can catch up with these informations?
Definitely, yes. The headquarters of the African Hungarian Union is located in the second district, Romer Floris Utca, I think number 55, if yes. I'm right. And also you have the ahu.hu, that is the African Hungarian Union website. You get all the information about the AHU and all the things we have been doing in the last 8 years.
Well, thank you very much. It was most interesting and inspiring to talk with you. Before saying goodbye, can I ask you something? Would you say a sentence or just a goodbye in Yoruba?
In Yoruba, if I tell you, what is the time now? The time now is 11:05, so I can tell you that Ekaro. Ekaro means good morning. Good. And if I should tell you Odabo, it means see you.
See you. How do you say it again?
Odabo.
Odabo.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for the interview. Thanks. Bye.